You are now with Radio Bulgaria's Time Out for Music. On September the 1st, 115 years ago, Bulgarian ballet patriarch Anastas Petrov was born. He devoted almost all his life to the development of this beautiful art in Bulgaria. His ballet training started when he was already 23 years old, an unprecedented fact in the history of ballet. Under the directions of Evgenia Eduardova in Berlin, he quickly progressed and was admitted to the Staatsoper. A little later, he returned to Bulgaria in 1927 and became ballet soloist at the Sofia Opera. He later decided to present to the native audience one of the masterpieces in his ballet repertoire. In an interview given at an old age, Anastas Petrov recalls.
The
first ballet performance in Bulgaria was Kapilia by Leo Delib. I presented it a year after I started working in Sofia. Due to the lack of ballet dancers, some of the roles were played by opera singers and actors. I performed the role of Franz. Responses were very interesting. This was something completely new for the Bulgarian audience, and they did not know how to embrace this art, in which nobody sings or speaks. Most of the first Bulgarian ballet dancers were amateurs, but everyone danced with inspiration. My major goal was to create a ballet school. I established my own school, and I was simultaneously choreographer, soloist, tutor, etc. There was a period when the number of students in the school reached 120 people. All my success is due to my hard work and endless love for ballet. I also put on stage the first Bulgarian ballet, Zmei and Tiana, by Hristo Manolov. Let's listen now to a fragment from Dragon and Tiana. Despite his advanced age and bad health, Anastas Petrov continued to work with the students from the ballet school almost until the end of his life. Among his students were Lily Baron, Arsen Manolov, Luba Kulchakova and many others. In an interview preserved in the Golden Fund of the Bulgarian National Radio, Krasimira Koldamova shares her memories about the founder of Bulgarian ballet.
Винаги съм мечтала да излеза отпред и да бъда най-добрата. Но тогава тази мечта, която нормално в...
I always wanted to be the best. My dream was supported by the founder of the Bulgarian Ballet, Anastas Petrov. He was the director and we were five girls who graduated from the ballet school in the theater. Not a single day passed without him asking me, "Do you like any role? If so, start rehearsing immediately as you may perform it one day. He always urged us to develop, and I had my first role in Giselle thanks to him. But he used to help not only the prima ballerinas, but all the young ballerinas in order for them to have the opportunity to express themselves, she says. In memory of Anastas Petrova, ballet contest for young dancers in Petrov's hometown of Dobrich has been organized since 1982. This summer, the 60th edition of the festival took place.